Sports Betting Show. Come out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
My worst bet of the night was under 4.5 in Yankees and
A's. He's docking himself.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. His worst bet was
Seattle Mariners got absolutely boat raced.
I didn't know if you were going that one or Siebold. That's a good fucking, what's his name for the Mariners? He gave up back-to-back jacks and back-to-back innings, I believe. Not his, Georgie Kirby.
Yeah, Giolito got us too, but I mean, at least it was close.
That'll happen. That's also, we have Sir Lefty Bruce Brown. His worst bet of the night was letting us talk him into staying on the Cleveland Guardians.
Yep. 11-1.
Was that the parlay buster?
That was the parlay buster.
He texted me last night, yeah, so mad.
Fuck you, Tony.
Trying to blame me.
Oh, yeah. That's the last time I listened to Uncle Tone while I'm putting in parlays live on Hammerdown.
Gump and I were both on the Twins.
So no, I know. And you said no.
You put it out there. You didn't. You weren't forced. You already said it.
I said I'm not doing
don't
it.
Don't go. Tone said,
no.
Don't go. Oh, don't go blaming us.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Nicky Skates, how you doing? Do you have any bad bets? Or are you good?
How we doing? No, I don't think I put anything in.
You had the post NHL season blues.
Yeah, I gotta cool off a little bit, reevaluate, reassess. Bruce, what the hell's Andy Murray doing with this underhand serve?
I don't know.
Andy Murray. Yeah.
You bring this guy's name up, and then all of a sudden I see he's trying to get away with some fucking sneaky underhand serve.
That's just a cheeky lad. Maybe he's got a shoulder problem.
What is going on outside right now?
Hey, Wimbledon?
That's a good question. I believe I believe a fire has just been extinguished outside.
Ah.
But what's on fire? The mulch?
Seems to be a real problem lately. Yeah, the mulch beds.
Maybe the grill
mulch
out there
is on fire.
Well, I walked in the studio and I said, "Kind of smells like fire back here."
Holy shit!
And Nick agreed, and then Zito agreed, and Zito went to go find the problem, and then Herbie's out there fucking putting out. I don't even know what's on fire.
He's tossing water on fire.
Attaboy, Herbie. Jesus.
Kids had a day too, and also joining us, WNBA Sharp. Actually, he came up to this morning. Hey, do I have to still?
Hey, one forced you to fucking jump on that.
Exactly.
One,
that exactly. For the people listening, Mick came in one day and goes, "I'm gonna start betting WNBA." And how's that gone, Emmett?
You know what? The fucking Vegas Aces didn't cover by 1.5 last night, Tony. They haven't covered 5 fucking games I've bet on them. My worst bet of the night wasn't even that. My worst bet of the night was the Indiana Fever. I ride with my hometown Dogs. They couldn't cover 7.5, lost by 12.
Would have never guessed it would have been the Fever that got you, man.
Sparks cover.
Sparks did cover. Sparks cover, right?
So you just got the Dogs flipped. You got to just keep hunting, dog.
Hey, keep hunting, Mitt.
Keep hunting those Dogs, dog.
Thanks, guys. I'm pumped.
And that was the WNBA last night. Last night on the Diamond. 1.5 for Oakland first 5. The Yankees did come back again. That's their new thing. Bucca's got 3-2.
What's his name? Hit a bomb though, didn't he?
Yeah.
O'Neill.
Yeah, O'Neill Cruz. Toronto got the best of Boston. Minnesota, we talked about over the Guardians. Wainwright had a night. You know what?
Hell yeah.
Good on you.
Chucky Pie, a little home cooking for Chucky Ball game.
Pablo Lopez is a. You can't bet on Pablo right now.
Dude, he fucking Chucky Ball game loves home cooking, dude.
Marty Perez and the Rangers. We got them. The Dodgers could not score one run against Chad Kuhl.
Yeah, he was dealing, huh?
He was absolutely dealing. Angels got the White Sox and Baltimore. Baltimore's a hot baseball team.
Yeah, I'm still I'll ride against them again tonight.
We do have a huge baseball night.
Massive
tonight. There was one day game of a doubleheader. Guardians are up 3-2 on the Twins in the 9th.
Yeah.
The boost did not hit last night because the Twins scored 11 runs and Buxton didn't get a hit.
Jeez.
Lee?
Huh?
I completely forgot about that, to be honest.
He was 0-4. Devers and
they both got hits.
Vladdy got hits.
Yeah. Vladdy had a bomb.
Twins scored 11, and Buxton did not get a hit. So that was...
I respect the Red Sox calling up a pitcher from the minor leagues and just fucking letting him get absolutely mashed.
Yeah, he hung one. He hung a nice one.
Well, one, dude. He was fucking all night long from start to finish.
Today, like I said, we have a huge MLB slate. Man, are we doing WNBA today or?
I'm picking.
Give us one. We you just need to. One, man.
I mean, I'm picking the games. Okay. We're trying.
Yeah, you are.
So you're saying like,
motherfuckers just darts at a board, lad.
I feel like that's how I am tonight too on baseball. I didn't see the board well today. What's going on in Wimbledon?
They're Wimbledon, and I got some.
I mean, you looking at me like I was talking to somebody.
No, a lot of people were getting on me for the. Maybe not being the most prepared for the venturing to the grass. Yeah, no fucking shit. All right, pretty casual tennis better, but hey, it's the Wimbledon. I do have two plays for tomorrow.
Oh, do we?
I love.
Let's start right there.
All right, so we got.
By the way, bad news, fucking Matteo.
Yeah, Berrettini.
Berrettini is
got the vid.
He got the vid, and he's out. And so one of my picks is gone. I'm just rolling Tsitsipas now.
He was gonna win the Wimbledon too, so it really is a damn shame. Now you really got to be like, probably got to be Rafa here. Hopefully not Joker.
What's his name?
Who you like?
Fucking
Chapalapa Ding Dong.
The fucking
Kyrgios.
Our guy.
Fucking Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah, that guy just causes problems. I love him.
Shave an eyebrow if he wins Wimbledon.
Wow. You heard it. Into a microphone. Yeah,
I can probably just move the
You stash. Be careful what you say in the microphones, my friend.
One eyebrow and a stash.
All right, Wimbledon tomorrow. What do we like? I got the screen pulled up. I'm ready to go.
Van Rithoven
is
facing off against Opelka. Opelka has a huge...
Is this men's or women's?
Men's.
Okay.
I think. I mean, I don't even... No, yeah, it is men's.
It's Tim Van Rithoven versus Riley Opelka.
Yep. So Opelka has a huge serve, but he is bad on grass because he is super duper tall and struggles to get down to those low balls. Sure. We like Van Rithoven there.
He's better on a hard court.
I believe he's minus 110.
Okay.
And then Humbert is taking on Rudd. Humbert's a much better grass player than Rudd. Rudd has never won at Wimbledon, while Humbert is 2-1 there.
Ugo?
Lifetime, yep.
Humbert?
Yep.
Who are we taking, Humbert or Casper Ruud?
Humbert.
Not Casper Ruud?
No, not. Yes, we are fading Casper Ruud. And then on the women's side, Emma Raducanu for English vibes. I think she's minus 140. She was playing injured in her last two matches, but so could lose there, but but just for the vibes.
Holy fuck.
All right, shout out Dirty Mike for the tennis place.
Who?
my tennis guy. I had to phone a friend.
But he likes Emma?
Yeah.
Fucking menace.
We ride it.
Hey, shout out Dirty Mike and the boys.
What is happening?
Jesus Christ. This used to be a respected program.
It is. It is.
Sit in the other chair, Bruce.
Tell you what, you come in one time and then this falls apart. Tell you what, I took fucking Van Rithoven and Humbert and fucking Raducanu.
I'll join you.
Pal, how do you feel of confidence level on those three, huh?
Zilch.
Yeah. Nick, you taking any of those?
Come on, boys. Team ride.
From Dirty Mike's picks? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I ain't riding with Dirty Mike.
Fucking Dirty Mike and the boys had an orgy. Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
You are the best, dude.
What happened, lad?
Tell you what.
Let's sit some baseball.
Andy White, who's a fucking tennis sharp, is unhappy with you.
Hey, tennis sharps. Cool.
Let's follow this up with
a different dumpster fire here. You know what? My only play tonight is the Minnesota Lynx.
Oh, come on.
It's minus 104. I like the play. I really don't know why. I was just that. I saw it and I was like, all right, minus 3.5. I think this one could come through.
Thanks, Mitt.
I am the most due gambler in this office for sure. Listen. Daniel Evans lost at minus 420 today. I don't know shit about tennis, but Daniel Evans lost to Kluwer at minus
420. Hey, that's the worst fucking episode of all time.
This has been my worst day gambling I've ever had in my life.
Hey, that's Wimbledon, baby. Danny Evans, maybe he was out late having a fight with the lads.
Good thing the good gambler shirts are on sale.
Right now,
50%
off. Store off Pat McAfee Show. Store off Pat McAfee Show.com. Good gambler show shirts. 15% off. Tell you what, and if you people are going to get mad at us for our WNBA and fucking tennis picks, you're watching the wrong show, my friends.
I can't believe the Lynx is where we land.
Here we are on June 28th. Fucking, we are 1 week into the NFL being off for 1 month.
This is fucking FIFA's fault.
This is fucking FIFA's fault.
The Lynx are a good fucking squad.
But when we're back from vacation, we'll dive into college football and NFL. Good luck tonight, Mitt.
Thank you.
Hi, baby, Mitt.
Thanks, Phil, for putting the link in there.
Thanks, Phil, for reminding me that I put the date wrong, actually, too.
Mitt forgot that Mitt doesn't think that the days on the weekend count towards the month.
No, it's tricky. Work days versus weekdays.
Excuse me, what? What happened?
Yesterday was titled Monday, June 24th after Friday, June 23rd.
That'll get you.
The 25th.
To defend Mitt a little bit here, I assume he was in a state where days didn't exist.
Yeah, most I mean, honestly, I'm doing one more task now that Ty's out for a couple days, and it has completely changed my outlook on work. I'm trying just to focus in here.
Okay, thanks. That's good.
I lost track of the weekend.
don't you worry, Barry Brennan. It's not going to be 2 months this, okay? It's not going to be. When we get back from vacay, we're dialed in football. Which, by the way, if anybody has any good college football preview magazines that they recommend for gambling, tweet me. I'm in the midst of buying a few right now.
You're in the magazine.
My go-to. Yeah, I just bought Phil Steele's.
Ooh.
It's always a good college football preview of Phil Steele. I believe he talks to every single college football coach and gets a lowdown on it. So, any others than that, you just send them my way. At Tone Dicks, fucking tweet me. Appreciate it. Thank you. Whoa, dude. Wimbledon, check.
Check.
WNBA.
Check.
Jack.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
We did it.
We absolutely did. I don't know what you're talking about, why you're saying sure. Why don't we do, 18 games of MLB.
Oh, yeah. 16 piece. Here we go.
Let's try to make up for the shit show that already was today, okay?
Nah.
Fucking.
Fun here.
Hey. Fuck.
Put your work boots on.
Let's fucking dial it in. Atlanta's at Philly. Philly obviously playing better over the last month than they did to start the season when they were terrible. Braves also have recently been on a hot run. Philly's the favorite here, minus 120, I believe it is. Let me make sure to check. Yeah, minus 120, that's full game line. Got Chucky Morton going against Zach Wheeler, who
Chucky's found it his last couple.
Yeah, Wheeler's pretty good too.
Yeah.
I decided for this one, I am going to go Philly first five money line. Wheeler at home is better than he is on the road. Chucky's obviously better at home than he is on the road. So I like Wheeler in the matchup. The worry for me is, though, Also, Chucky had a bad start in his only start against the Phillies. Wheeler had a good start in his only start against Atlanta. Atlanta has been hitting much better than the Phillies, though, is my worry. But I'm on the Phillies first five money line.
I'm with you, Tom.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
I expected you the other way.
I don't love it, but I'm with you.
I expected you the other way. Braves, though, 5-5 in their last 10 after that run that they were on. Phillies 6-4. Both teams are pretty much equal home and away here. So that's what we got for the first game tonight. Oakland is at the Yankees again. Montas is going against J.P. Sears. If you don't know about J.P. Sears, he's been fucking really good. Pretty much his entire career, no matter what level of ball he's been at. I don't think he's given up one run since he's been up with the Yankees.
I think he's pitched one game this year and let up no runs through like five or six, if I'm correct. I also just love the move.
He's had one start, yeah.
Yeah,
but he's
yeah.
had two.
But he's pitching out of the pen, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just love the kind of like spot start in the A's face. It's like a nice disrespectful vibe. I'm definitely on the -200 to start off the parlay.
-200 on the parlay.
-200 on the Yankees to start off the parlay.
Yeah, yeah, not
yeah,
a single game.
Yeah, they're -198.
Yeah, yeah. I will lay the 1.5 run line for the game. Yankees have been starting slow. Plus money on the 1.5. Montas has been good, but
very good.
Yeah, which worries me, but that's fine. Knock him out in like the fifth or sixth, and we'll get some fucking runs against the bullpen. Yankees full game run line for me.
I'm on Yanks first five money line with J.P. Sears.
Okay. Cool. Buccos are at Washington.
Yeah. Ace, our fucking ace, dude.
Ace is on the mound. Quintana versus Corbin.
Cat can roll.
He can roll. Corbin's last few games. The guy never gives up less than three runs.
What happened to this man?
3, 4, 3, 7, 3, 5, 5.
He was so good, dude. When they won the World Series, he was coming out of the pen and dealing.
I'm not taking the game, but
what?
You got Buccos plus a half?
Yeah, you give me the ace plus a half. Boy, Buccos are fucking playing ball right now. Absolutely.
Listen, I hear you. I just don't want to.
Come on.
I don't want to. I don't want to jinx it.
Jeez.
I want the boys.
Nick, are you in?
I want the boys to have a good game.
Nick.
Oh, I told you. If the ace is going, I'm in.
All right.
He has said that. He has.
Nick.
I mean, Quintana's on the mound. Yeah, I'm in.
Let's go. Red Sox are still in Toronto. Waka versus Ross Stripling. Where are you at on this one?
Kidding me? Waka Flocka, dude.
Waka Flocka
plus a half, first five.
Your favorite team versus your least favorite team.
That is correct.
It's correct.
But Waka has been very good this year.
He has. He's been a lot better at home, though. I'm going Toronto first five money line versus Sox. I'm only doing it because Waka's not as good on the road. And Ross Stripling is the guy. Let me see. Let me get his June ERA. 1, 2, 3, 4. Five starts in June. His June ERA is 1.16. Pitching really well.
Due to get lit up like a Christmas tree.
Listen, I'm not a huge Ross Stripling guy, but tonight I will be. I'm on the Toronto first five money line there.
Just happy Hawk is vaccinated so he can pitch in Toronto.
Hey, that's your country. You're there right now.
That is
correct. Houston's at New York. Framber Valdez goes against Carlos Carrasco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Astros plus a half? Come on, dude.
They are. I don't think they're that anymore, but they were this morning.
I took a fucking screenshot because I knew that.
No, I know.
No, they are.
Oh, they're still plus a half?
Yeah, -164.
Yeah, but yeah, hey, if you're getting plus, well, you've got a rule on the show. If they're giving you the half,
oh yeah,
you're taking it. So Valdez, pretty good.
Pitched great against the Yanks.
So he's got a 4-2-1 home, but he's got a 1-9-5 away. He is on the road. Carrasco's kind of been up and down. I'm also on Houston, first five, plus a half.
Carrasco left his last start early due to back tightness as well.
Which is never good.
Never good.
Absolutely never good. No, he went 2 1/3 and gave up 5 in that. He gave up 3 runs before that, 5 runs before that. Boys are Team Ryan! On the Houston Astros. Milwaukee's at Tampa. Woodruff versus Shane Baz.
Baz is fucking filthy, dude. I know the numbers don't show up, but his stuff is fucking...
Yeah. Woodruff isn't as good on the road. I will take Baz and the Tampa money line. Full game. Full game here.
Ooh. I'm on Rays first five plus a half here, too.
Okay. Yeah, Rays. I mean, if you could get the first five plus a half, do it.
Dude, you can.
Huh?
You can.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'll
do? Holy shnikes.
First five plus a half.
You know what I've been doing? I've been fucking doing this. I go, I'll put the, I put the games before I go to bed in my...
conceded line movement?
My bet slip.
Yeah.
And then I wake up in the morning and sometimes they'll switch. Like those last two games switched.
They've been jumping around all day.
Like Astros and Rays were both minus a half last night. Woke up this morning. Bang. Plus a half.
Bang. Thank you very much. Game two of the doubleheader. Josh Winder goes against Connor Pilkington. Minnesota and Cleveland. Thought about taking the Twins, but I decided to sit this one out.
Yeah, I don't love betting doubleheaders unless it's the first game. Oh, and I'll sit this one out.
I think as long as the result holds, which I think it either
you is like the, you or like the has, Twins if the Guardians win game one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the Twins. They sat Buxton and Gio Urshela for this first game, so I mean would have been pretty embarrassing if the Guardians didn't win. So yeah, I'll go to the Twins.
Okay.
Dakota.
Miami's at St. Louis. Yeah, Braxton Garrett versus Dakota Hudson. You taking Hudson?
Cards, first five money line, absolutely.
You both on it?
Yep.
Stayed away. Reds are at the Cubbies.
Oh, fuck.
Louis Castillo versus Keegan Thompson. Both have around three ERAs. I don't trust either team, so I'm
I was hoping the Reds were going to get to plus a half here and never got there. But for some reason, I love Castillo. Yes, give me the Reds first five money line.
Yeah, Castillo's got a 3.71. Keegan Thompson's got a 3.10.
Keegan's been good lately, too. I don't know why. Just fucking Castillo. I got to do it.
Can't resist. Hey, you can't resist it.
Can't pull away now.
Texas is at KC again. John Gray versus Jonathan Heasley. I'm gonna
John Gray's found it a bit.
Yeah, I'm going to go Texas full game. Yeah. It was a better number. Their bullpen's better than KC's. KC stinks. I'll go Texas full game. Money line.
I got him. First five here, money line.
You too.
Team Ray.
Team Ray. Kershaw goes against Freeland. Kershaw's been good. Freeland has not been good. Now, do I want to lay? Now, if you go... minus 1.5, you still gotta lay $1.50 with the Dodgers. Yeah. And I don't wanna do it until they didn't score last night. So I'm just gonna watch this one. Probably not gonna watch it either, but
you probably won't watch it.
But. No. No, I'm probably not gonna watch it
either. Tony up till fucking 2 AM watching the Dodgers.
No, this
might
one,
not even I might not even be up for this.
No, one. This one's at 8:41, first pitch.
8:41?
Yeah, they're mountain time.
Oh, they're mountain time.
Yeah. So staying away on that one?
The Dodgers are the last leg here. Eight legs.
Oh, in the parlay?
Yep.
Okay. White Sox are at the Angels. Cueto goes against Silseth. I couldn't turn. Now, I mean, it's been two. It's probably been 2 years since I bet him, but Cueto, first five plus a half.
Tony. Cueto. We're so back. Cueto's so back. We're going to beat the fucking Dodgers. Go, Southside.
It's just Cueto actually been pretty good. He's got a 1.
How is he 1-4?
Well, he's got a 1 ERA on the road. So he's got 4 starts on the road, 4 starts at home. He's got a 5-5 at home, 1 5.08 on the road. He is on the road tonight. Silseth has got a 5.19 at home, and White Sox are batting better than the Angels. White Sox first five plus a half.
Hell yeah.
What are we even doing here, Paul?
Come on.
Manea goes against Zach Gallen.
Yeah.
Good pitching matchup.
Yeah.
I know where you're at.
Fucking Dads plus a half against the D-backs. Come on, lad. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm trying to cash out the parlay I just put in to add the Dads, and it's not giving me the cash out.
They are they're
been fucking on the Dads all year.
Oh yeah, dude. I love the Dads. They are home away from home.
They might be my National League team right now.
Well, plus they got fucking Manea going, who you loved with Oakland forever. They're minus a half now. That may bounce back and forth.
Money line.
Yeah, I went full game money line on the Padres here.
There you go, Dads.
Yeah, here why not? Scooble's going against Rodon. I couldn't have laid this run line faster with the Giants.
Yeah, I'm on. I'm laying the half here, first five with the Giants.
Scoobs, who had a good start to the season. Okay. He Scooble, April 3.39, which is okay. He had a 1.45 in May. Five starts was fucking dealing. His last four starts, okay. Gone 4 2/3, given up 6, went 5 and gave up 5, went 4 and gave up 4, went 6 and gave up 3. Hasn't been great the last 4, so I'm laying the run line with Rodon here, who has found it, I believe.
Hell yeah.
You're on the same?
First five, yes, sir. Minus half.
And here it is, your nightcap that you fucking love. Dean Kramer versus Robbie Ray.
Ray has absolutely found it. Kramer, very good also.
Yeah. I didn't want to lay the... It's 170 now with the Mariners, which I didn't want.
Is it? I got it 160, I believe. I wouldn't lay a half, though, the way the Orioles are fucking playing ball.
They are playing ball.
They've been playing good for a while now. I like Robbie Ray. I'll take the Mariners first five money line.
The O's caught up a bunch of young guys, and they're all playing well, is what's going on there. All right, let's run through it. I got Philly first five money line. Yankees full game run line, Toronto first five money line, Texas money line, White Sox first five plus a half, Houston first five plus a half, Rays first five plus a half, Padres full game money line, and Giants full game run line.
Here we go. All first five. Here we are. Pirates plus a half, Phillies money line, Yanks money line, Red Sox plus a half, Astros plus a half, Rays plus a half, Cards money line, Reds money line, Rangers money line, White Sox plus a half, Dads plus a half, Giants minus a half, and Mariners money line.
Okay. Bruce, are you going to give your parlay first?
Yep. Yankees full game money line, Red Sox plus a half first five, Astros plus a half first five, Rays plus a half first five, Twins full game money line, Cardinals full game money line, Rangers full game money line, Dodgers full game money line. This one feels good off the hand, boys. I'm not gonna lie.
Does it?
I'm not gonna lie to you guys. And
then fucking Dirty Mike's Wimbledon play.
Yeah.
Hey, don't sleep on Dirty Mike on the grass. Let me tell you. and then I might do a night parlay because I liked those later games too. I blew my load a little too quick.
Yeah. What else is new?
Roman swipes.
Roman swipes. Don't do that on this show. Okay. Don't try to sneak here.
A lot of hats, you know, the tennis hat.
They're not paying for the show. Okay. what was I going to say? Good question. Was it Tuesday last week that we hit the parlays or Wednesday?
Oh, fucking dingers, dude.
Oh, it is Dinger Tuesday.
Dinger Tuesday.
All right, let's go through the schedule. Let's pick
You know the routine.
Rizzo?
Wow, okay. Do your routine.
Rizzo, Devers, Goldschmidt.
Okay, so pitchers that
run it back.
Pitchers that haven't been pitching well. Fucking Scooble. Maybe Silseth we can go against. Maybe. Is that who? Corbin?
Where's Corbin?
Am I going to pick a bucko to fucking homer?
O'Neal Cruz goes on a bit of a run. Bit of a tear. Who says no?
Not me.
Do it.
You taking anybody?
I'll go Rizzo and O'Neal Cruz.
Well, those are the guaranteed ones.
In the... What is it?
Fucking Stan's fucking might be getting going.
Stan, too. Yeah. That close stance is so ridiculous when he gets hot.
Giancarlo?
Yeah, he just looks like...
Are we talking Giancarlo or Mike Stanton?
Looks like the Terminator.
Which Stanton are we talking about?
Giancarlo.
Okay, so not Mike Stanton?
Well...
Throw fucking Trevor Story in the mix, too.
Ooh.
He's only hitting 225, but he's been so good in the field, dude. And he's on pace for 100 RBIs.
The lineups for those later games are not in yet. Ooh.
They'll be in shortly, you would imagine.
You would think so, huh?
Yeah, you'd have to think. So we're winding up on the Minnesota Lynx.
The what?
Excuse me, what?
Is that what they're... Yeah, the Minnesota Lynx is where we're going
back to.
You're muted.
I'm just
double checking. We're going with the Lynx there.
Yeah, what do you have against the Lynx,
dude? I don't know. I was just perusing the board and thought that maybe the Dallas Wings were the play.
I mean,
the Wings are a good squad.
One team below 500, or one game below 500.
Right. I mean, I don't fucking know shit about
that. Hey, I'm 1-0 with the Sparks. Give me the Dallas Wings +3. All
right.
Put me down for what's the line on that game?
I think it's 3.5 or 3.
Who's favored?
The Minnesota Lynx are
favored. Oh, give me the fucking Wings +3.5.
Oh, jeez.
There we go.
Really?
Hey, we're figuring out how to make money on the Women's Association here.
All right.
Somebody's got to win.
Somebody's got to win. I mean, I'm really due, so we'll see. I guess Bruce is hot.
No. No.
Wait, are you hot, Bruce?
No. I cooled down substantially over the weekend. Cantley pooping his pants on Sunday was really kind of the last straw. It's like, all right, heater over. This is real money.
Is Liv on there? Is Liv out? The odds?
No.
They're not doing it?
Fuck. Who am I going to take?
Good answer.
Trying to find out who I want to fucking take to hit a home run tonight. What's Tim Anderson been up to?
I mean, they're fucking... Nothing they're throwing good, the pitch. Dude. Fuck. They're throwing the pitch.
Go ahead. Do it right.
Jose Trevino, someone said in the chat.
Go ahead, do it right.
They're throwing the pitch, Carmine.
Jesus Christ, they're dropping the puck, Carmine. Take one of the White Sox. I'm taking one of the White Sox. I don't know who yet. I'll get back to you.
Take a Brayu.
I'll get back to you. I'll text later.
I'm taking a Brayu. Any fucking unders you want to fucking throw off the board tonight?
Well, sorry, I didn't know fucking... The A's were going to fucking put a 5 up.
I watched that clip 100 times. I was fucking laughing so hard. Wait,
Jesus Christ.
Fucking Bruce, that's a dangerous play.
Yeah, we all knew it. I didn't say it, I loved it.
Oh, man.
That may have been the wildest bet.
Let's not pressure each other into the bad ones like that. Let's start saying, hey.
That's who we are, Bruce.
Stop.
That's it, we are.
No, you can't, because that doesn't help. But then your mind's made up. You can't get talked off of it.
No, absolutely.
I'm not saying flip-flop, but just no play.
No,
you get to the show, you're fucking already in it. You can add, I'm a firm believer, you can add during the show, you can get talked into something, but I'll never get talked out of a bet once I've already made my mind up.
Oh, man, I'm 6:59 changing my mind.
Well, that's...
That's gambling, baby.
All right, I've got a Dinger Tuesday.
What do you got?
Found it. Let me see what his odds are. Okay.
fuck, split the atom on this one?
Yeah, I take Dinger Tuesday. Oh, it's only it's only plus 210. Okay, here it is. Jordan Alvarez has faced Carlos Carrasco.
Oh, here we go.
Twice in his career. He has homered both times. 2 for 2 with 2 home runs. But he's only plus $2. Bregman and Altuve have both also homered off of Carrasco. Give me I'm going to take Alvarez and Bregman. Okay.
Big Stros guy.
I'm going to parlay that one.
All right.
Let's fucking go, boys. All right. YouTube.com/hammerdown. Tell all your friends and family about it. Tell them to subscribe now, but maybe not watch for a couple weeks.
It's a good show.
I'm kidding. We got fucking Dirty Mike giving out Wimbledon picks.
Hey. Dirty Mike.
Fucking Mitts do for sure. What?
That was the biggest burial that wasn't meant to be of all time.
What are you talking about?
Mitts do, for sure.
Come on.
Well, you could have lost a bet on the 26th or the 27th.
You told me you were due.
I mean, that's my thing. I'm due.
At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Hockey Dog? Tomorrow
night.
Fucking yeah. Melrose, one last time.
One last time. Run it back for the lads. Okay. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Woohoo!